Hey, glad you can make it. And welcome to the Employee Cycle Podcast, where we talk to HR innovators, thought leaders, and even some disruptors about the latest in HR trends, HR tech, and you guessed it, HR data. Well, you've heard enough of me talking. Now let's start the show.
Thank you so much for participating as a guest on the Employee Cycle Podcast. We really appreciate you since we know you're dealing with so many things as everyone is on both a personal and professional level. So today we're going to talk about how HR leaders are helping their companies navigate through COVID. But before we get started, I would love for you to provide the audience with some background information on yourself, including your name, your company, your role, and where you're located.
Hi, it's been a pleasure being part of this conversation, Bruce. My name is Jitender Banihar. I am the global HR head for MoEngage Inc., an intelligent marketing automation company headquartered in San Francisco, primarily located in Bangalore, India.
Got it. And what is your current headcount?
So we are somewhere around 300 across multiple continents. So we have operations in US, Europe, India, Middle East, Southeast Asia. And we have about 8 to 9 offices in these geographies. So yeah, it's a hardcore product and tech organization with sales operations spread across 35 countries.
So it's interesting to think about how you're dealing with COVID and everything that's happening with the world with an international workforce. So I think that would be an interesting place to start. How are you helping your company navigate through COVID, knowing that you have to deal with employees in so many different countries, dealing with so many different laws and ways that countries are handling compliance in so many different ways?
Right. So yes, it has been very, very different and very, very interesting at the same time. Because, you know, for a lot of organizations like ours, while we do give a lot of importance to flexibility, but these were times which prompted us to move into a very, very different world altogether, wherein everything, you know, starts going remote. So as an organization, you know, there are some 2 or 3 things that we did pretty well. I would love to kind of talk about some of those things. But I think it totally depends in terms of what you as an organization believe in. We are officially a great place to work. We have a people-first philosophy, and I think that's where it all starts. One of the most significant and important tool that we use, which is fundamental to our business and our dynamics at MoEngage, is our ability to use communication. And I think these are times wherein we have used, developed, and implemented communication to the best of our ability. And that is something, you know, which has really helped us a lot. Because these are times wherein we have actually over-communicated everything. And this is what, you know, all our employees essentially look forward to. Be it someone who's there in US, or be it someone, you know, who's based out of Vietnam, or let's say Thailand. So one of the best things that we have been able to do during this particular scenario is how we went about communicating fundamentals of business, giving regular updates to all our people across geographies, coming together, giving them clarity and aligning them in terms of what the organization expects from them. Because, you know, it's not just about a particular function which is getting impacted. These are the times wherein everyone has to come together. So we are setting fundamentals of coming together using over communication as a very, very significant tool. Second most important thing that we did is HR acting as a leader in these times. And this is a time wherein, you know, all of us had to step up. All of us had to be very creative. We had to go for innovative approaches to our people philosophy and people practices, because we are not operating out of our office. There's no physical presence. The complete set of employee life cycle events still have to be addressed. So these are the times wherein, you know, HR has to act, you know, as a innovator, I would say, which means making use of technology a little differently while you're onboarding employees as part of your organization. Secondly is how do you connect with them more often than what you used to be. So I think these are times wherein, you know, HR as a function has really, really come out very strongly, not as an enabler only, but, you know, also as a leader, working with managers, working with the leadership team, conceptualizing and curating initiatives, you know, which essentially solve, the remote work challenges as well. So if I have to summarize, these two are the most significant things that we did as an organization. One is putting our people first philosophy in practice through over communication as a tool. Second is the ability of the HR team to actually lead the new change. Over to you, Bruce.
That was a great summary. And I want to dig into both of those individually. When it comes to over communication, I can totally see a really streamlined process, especially if you're dealing with a group of individuals in one location. But I can only imagine how challenging it was to deal with your workforce in totally different parts of the world and with restrictions easing up or some places being hit and being more negatively impacted by COVID than others. I'm assuming that you actually had to have specific messages to go out to different employees based off of what was happening to them in their local area. So how did you manage that process?
So I think it all starts with building, your messaging as an organization. I think, you rightly said that different geographies and different audience groups will have different messaging requirements, obviously, because of the difference in impact. So we looked at it a little differently. There is one common organizational message or theme that we wanted to put across to each and every individual. Second is more in terms of the contextual messaging, with respect to a geography or with respect to a function. So you obviously have to slice and dice your communication strategy accordingly. So once, you are clear in terms of your messaging and the difference in messaging, then, it is all about managing logistics, of that communication. So we went around identifying, some virtual meetups. So we did one for the entire organization. We also did small catch-ups and small meetups with respective functions and geographies as well, because time zone plays a very, very important role. And, third thing is a lot of leadership involvement, because we want leaders to actually walk the talk. And these are times wherein leaders have to demonstrate a lot of character. Now, the news may be a little tough. You may be taking hard decisions. But you also have to have, a lot of transparency and clarity established in that communication and messaging. So these three were the, fundamentals with which we went about leadership involvement, contextualization of messages. And third is ensuring that everyone is involved and is participative. Fourth is I would say, more around the medium and how we execute this, which is primarily technology and the various tools that you have. So we have multiple tools that we use. We have certain messaging platforms like Slack. We also have emails. And we also have certain virtual meeting rooms as well. So a combination of technology, which helps you to reach out, and then the first three factors helps you to cascade or implement the communication that you want to go for.
A lot of people are really focusing on over-communication, not only to provide clarity during a time of uncertainty, but also to help maintain and hopefully even increase employee engagement. So how has your communication strategy been tied with your ability to engage employees, whether it's engaging them around safety or engaging them in ways to have fun and give them an escape from all the things that are going on for everybody in your team to come together and do things? I mean, we've seen virtual happy hours. We've seen cooking demonstrations given by certain employees. I've had other interviewers say that as an HR person, they led a fitness instruction or bartending classes to people how to make new drinks. So I'm curious if any of those type of tactics were taking, and was that a part of your overall communication strategy?
So we did definitely created a roadmap, from an engagement perspective. But I think engagement for us, is not just about having fun. Engagement essentially for us actually was a combination of a couple of things. So one is definitely, in terms of ensuring that, people don't feel burned out. And, you also take care of the morale of people, across geographies. While, you demonstrate, that amount of care towards their well-being and health. So for us, engagement essentially was a combination of a lot of things involving health, mental wellness, fun, rejuvenation, less stress, more collaboration, etc., etc. So we looked at these individual themes and then curated, very carefully curated initiatives around each of those themes. To give you an example, from a health and wellness perspective, we have a health and wellness tech platform with us. Now, that is one platform which actually disseminates each and every bit of information which employees need to know, right from the symptoms of corona to, what they need to do, what kind of applications do they need to have, right? How do they take care of, their own routine? If they are burning out from stress, they can also go in and start having conversations with doctors. There are nutritionists and health coaches available to people because they are not working out, right? Everyone is stuck at home. What kind of routine or lifestyle or diet plan people need to start following? So we started utilizing, this health and wellness platform, with the core focus of ensuring that while people stay at home, are we being able to take care of their health and wellness needs? That's number one. Second is we also started organizing, number of initiatives, around, I would say employee engagement. To give you some of the examples, we did an online dictionary. There are quizzes that we keep on doing. Tomorrow, incidentally, we have a fam jam, which is basically, interacting with all the folks in one particular function, but also involving their family members, because this is a time where it's not only an employee who's given everything. There's a lot of success which has been created by their families. So, which is more in terms of creating an emotional bond, talking more from an emotional well-being perspective. So different initiatives have gotten created. And these initiatives are targeted towards solving a particular use case. So while I can go on and on, in terms of, the kind of initiatives we have been running, but fundamental focus has been very clear that we look at a particular use case, cut across which are the initiative we need to do at an organization level, and then also create certain initiatives that we need to do at a functional level. To give an example, we have started something called as an Inspire Hour, which is a 1-hour external webinar or a conversation, which is totally off work, wherein people connect with external personalities, who talk about their stories, their experiences, acting as torchbearers for our people in these times. So I think, we have been doing sufficient amount of employee engagement. And the input metric for us are the various surveys that we have been doing. So we have not just started doing any initiative on its own. We keep on doing a lot of surveys every 2 weeks or probably 3 weeks. And these surveys are essentially pulse checks, helps us understand the mood of the organization, what's going well, what's not going well, and then carefully curate our initiatives. So this is a little bit around what we're trying to do in employee engagement.
And then the last question that I would like to ask is, what is one thing that really stood out to you that you've learned about your role and the workforce during this crisis?
Sorry, Bruce, can you come again on this?
Yeah, if there's one thing that you could talk about that really stood out to you that you've learned that was either the most surprising or interesting to you about your role and what your role means to your company, or how your workforce has reacted to this crisis? We would love to hear you share.
So I wouldn't say, you know, something specific, you know, that I've discovered about my role, because I have a fundamental belief that the reason or the purpose of my role is essentially, you know, creating that change and helping people navigate through that change. It could be a remote situation, or it could be, a standard, office situation. But I think there is definitely a lot of positives, you know, that we have seen, you know, out of this particular situation, primarily, you know, from the way people and culture as a function has really stood up, you know, at MoEngage. So I think there has been a lot of creativity, there has been a lot of innovation, there has been, you know, a lot of rapport building and emotional connect, you know, which my function and my team has been able to demonstrate throughout the organization, which is something, I am really proud of, after these couple of months. As an organization, I think one of the things that I have realized is flexibility is busted as a myth. You know, we used to look at flexibility, you know, very differently earlier. But now, after three and a half months of lockdown, we have started realizing that flexibility is a myth. So I think, it's largely an individual discipline and effectiveness, you know, which goes a long way than just flexibility. So we have been hearing, you know, for a lot of, you know, these feedback and inputs from our people wherein people want to come back, and they are saying that, you know, yes, work from home, you know, was great, you know, for some extent, because, you know, you have a particular time zone to you and you can manage things. But now we have started realizing that, you know, lines have become blurred. So work and life has suddenly, you know, gotten integrated to an extent, you know, it has started causing burnout. So yes, flexibility is being busted as a myth. It's mostly in terms of individual discipline and effectiveness, which is one of, an interesting observation that I have from these times.
Thank you so much for being such an awesome podcast guest, being authentic and candid with your experience and sharing parts of your journey that I'm sure will help other HR leaders as they go through theirs. So on behalf of our team at Employee Cycle and everyone who will be listening and learning from this episode, we hope that you, your family, and your team stay safe and stay healthy. And we thank you again for being on this interview.
Thank you, Bruce, for having me. And I also wish you, so anything that you would require from me in terms of, you know, any further advice, we have been doing, you know, some great initiatives, been featuring, you know, in some knowledge platforms as well. More than happy to connect to you and others, you know, who require some guidance and direction. Thank you for having me.